Hello, welcome to Live Well Lifestyle Seminar with Perry A. I got so carried away in the music I didn't look at the time, but I've listened to a little Taylor Swift. If you want to get in an upbeat mood, her songs will lift you there. Today's topic is stress-free holidays. I think everyone will agree that stress is a cause of a lot of diseases that can't be helped by other things. Stress just overpowers our bodies, brings them down, get us out of alignment and balance, and then all sorts of little boogers can come in and do their damage because we're in a weakened state, mentally and physically. So I wanted to talk to you today about some ways to stay stress-free during the holidays. And I'm sort of repeating this during the season, but I think it's very important. We tend to get an overload trying to do everything, being super moms and super dads. And sometimes we have to learn to use the word no. You know, Taylor Swift has a real popular song out. It's called We Are Never, Ever, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together Again. And what that reminds me of is sometimes you need to let go of things that are not serving you. If it's weighing you down, if it's a burden, whether it's a relationship, whether it's stuff in your house, whatever it is that's acting as a burden that's holding you back, sometimes you need to let it go. It could be you're in a relationship and maybe you need to set stronger boundaries and use the word no. No doesn't mean I don't love you. No just merely means I'm not your source of supply at this moment. So keep that in mind. When you get in a relationship, it's like you share space. And there's usually a giver and a taker. And to find a pretty balance in that would be a beautiful relationship where both are giving and you can't outgive each other. But if you feel crowded, pushed into a corner, you know, say, whoa, wait a minute, back off a minute. You're in my territory. I need some space. And respect yourself. Teach other people how to respect yourself. Our intention for this seminar, for any of you that are new and just listening in, we started this because I realized how many people were taking the clay for different ailments and things that the clay is just mean on and gets rid of quickly, and yet they still had the problem. And when I started talking to them and asking about their stress levels, I found they were out the roof. Many of us are worriers. It's a habit we picked up usually in our childhood from our parents. And worrying is futile. You make a lot of assumptions and cross a lot of bridges that you never come to. You need to be more trusting. So our intention is to open awareness to how we can support our own well-being from loving thoughts about our body's abilities to heal and return to a state of balance, to learn to substitute positive thoughts for negative ones, to open the door to self-healing, to release anger, regrets, judgments, to forgive and move on, to learn about living a peaceful, healthy, and productive lifestyle. And that's my goal in conducting this seminar. I changed our daily affirmation just a tiny bit this month, and the new affirmation is every day, in every way, I am more aware that I am responsible for improving my health. I am willing to get better. I look forward to changing my habits in order to get better. I am strong, wise, and make good choices. My health improves with my attitude. I am at peace with my progress. I can do this and make it easy. And that's what I want to talk to you a lot about this month, is making it easy. We do so much during the holidays, and we have our lists that are so long that we get overburdened with time, and we get short-tempered, and we snap at our kids, and that's not the peaceful, loving message that Christmas and the holidays are all about. So sometimes we need to stop and breathe and take time for ourselves, and to learn to delegate too. Our awareness quote for the day is, "This moment is your only guarantee in life. You cannot change the past, so seldom give it thought. Gratitude is the attitude." This came from a friend of mine named Blitz Poulsen. Blitz is a wonderful person. He sends out these daily reminders every day, and they're all beautiful. So this moment is your only guarantee in life. Are you futurizing or pasteurizing when you worry? Are you worried about what won't get done or isn't done? Are you worrying about something in the past? Maybe I hurt somebody's feelings. Let it go. Let it go. You can't change the past. So seldom give it a thought. It's over. It's done with. Turn the page and run. Do we have regrets? Yes. Can you let go of the regrets? Yes. Can you know that your regret wasn't the best thing that happened to someone that you're feeling bad about, that maybe it inspired them and moved them on to do something better with their lives? You can't know that. So if everything is perfect in divine order, then it's about loving what is. So just love yourself in this moment and everything that happens. Now, during the holidays, we make a schedule. A friend of mine told me the other day he has this project, and he was in the military, and he wanted to really get it going before the new year, and he wrote down all the people he was going to call and go by and visit. He had appointments at 6, 7, 8, and 9. But when he started calling people, they weren't available, and, you know, it didn't work out the way he saw it. So he's behind. But he wasn't upset about it. He just laughed at it like, "I forgot everybody's not on my schedule." And sometimes we have to remember that. Things are going to happen that are unplanned during your day, particularly when you're having a party or something big's going to happen. Lo and behold, something may come along that's going to usurp some of your time and put you behind. And it's okay if everything isn't perfect. It doesn't have to be perfect and on time. People understand. So don't get upset about it. And I would like to teach you to live in a complaint-free world. This is the time of year we love to woe is me and complain about every little unplanned event or recipe gone wrong. Just quit it. Give it an, "Oh, well, such is life," and go on. Zip it up. Don't be a victim of life. Do not repeat the story to anyone. When something goes wrong, you do not have to go say, "Oh, you won't believe what happened to me this morning. My day was planned just perfect," and yada, 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 and you go on and on and on. Don't make excuses. If every time you tell your woe is me story you decided not to, how much more time would you have in your life that day? Think about that. You know, when we have something dramatic happen, we don't just tell it to once. We tell it to everybody we meet. It's almost like we're making an excuse for not being perfect or have everything done the way we had planned. And it really gets us all upset, and then we go tell everybody, and every time we retell the story, you drag your energy down. So you get out of the happy vortex and down into the doldrums. Do not repeat the story. Do not make it Do not make excuses. How much more time would you have if you didn't tell stories all day long? And who wants to hear about your problems? By the way, it is all right to gently tell our complaining friends you're choosing to live in a complaint-free world for the holidays, so tell me something good that happened. I know we all have friends who like to complain, and most of the things they complain about, there's nothing you can do about it. So they're just dumping on you, and their energy is pulling you down because you feel sorry for them and you want to be able to help them and you can't. But it's okay to say, "Whoa, I'm having a complaint-free environment in my home this year for the holiday. So tell me something good that happened in your life today. I can't really do anything about the other anyway. So tell me something good." and set that precedence, and it's okay. And if they don't want to be in that kind of environment, they can leave. It's not you're saying you have to be happy or you have to do it your way. Just don't bring anything into my environment that's negative. It's going to put me down, particularly if I can't do anything about it. It's setting a healthy boundary. Louise Hay said, there is an incredible power and intelligence within you constantly responding to your thoughts and words. As you learn to control your mind consciousness with choice of thoughts, you align yourself with this power. The only thoughts you ever have any control of is your current thought. So the only thought you ever have complete control of is your current thought. Is it an uplifting thought or is it a depressing thought? Change your thoughts. You know, a lot of us have the thought, I'll never get done in time for Christmas. I'll never get everything done. Well, guess what? You just set that up that you're going to be in stress management the rest of the holidays. I have an example here. Okay, here's part of another quote. If you believe that you must work hard in order to deserve money that comes to you, then money cannot come to you unless you do work hard. Financial success or any other kind of success does not require hard work. It requires alignment of thought. You simply cannot offer a negative thought about the things you desire and then make up for it with the action of hard work. With action or hard work. When you learn to direct your thoughts, you will discover that true leverage of energy alignment. So basically what that's saying, if you have the belief you have to work hard to earn money, you will. And that's not necessarily the case. We see people who make money easily. And why? Because they believe they can. So when you can catch one of those thoughts in your mind and change it, that is a gift. And being able to change the thought to something good, recognizing the negative thought is the first thing. That's the first step. And then looking at how you can change that belief or thought. Even if you deeply believe that you can't get it all for Christmas, put a might in there. You know, I might get it all done for Christmas. And some of the ways you can do that are by asking for help. So your feeding your soul exercise for this month is asking for help. Even small children can match socks. Big ones can make their beds and clean their rooms, do dishes and carry out trash and sweep. Practice sharing your load. Be a family team. Try it. You'll like it. And besides that, you're teaching good patterns to your children. My intention thought for this month is, it is my dominant intention to be aware of my negative thoughts and to learn to cancel those limiting thoughts and replace them with positive ones. Then to notice and record when I have a positive experience from the new supportive loving thought. For an example, try, I'll always get it done. This year it will be even easier. How does that statement feel? Notice how when you take on that belief, missing parts of the puzzle begin to come together, and somebody brings you a plate of Christmas candy and just in time for your party. So that's one chore you don't have to do. You don't have to take time to make it. And all you have to do is say thank you. So open to those possibilities and watch that thinking. I'm going to go over now and see if we have any, I can get my computer on here, questions today. I have one. It says, no question. Thank you very much for sharing this valuable information with me. I will pass it on. Each one teach one changes the world at large. Wow, I love that, and that is so true, and that's what we're talking about here. When you live in a complaint-free world, when you respect yourselves, when you delegate things out, you're teaching other people around you to be team players and do so as well. This is from a lady who calls herself Yak Man. I just met her, talked to her this morning, and she was talking about the clay information. But I think her statement talks about the world at large. She's a wonderful lady with a beautiful spirit, 6 children, and not worried about a thing. She's got the faith of an angel, and things come to her, and she gets it done. She homeschools. And while I was talking to her, you know, the children would interrupt, but she handled it so beautifully. She never put them down. She just, you know, told them what to do and that she would be with them in a moment. So that's somebody I want to be around. I like that kind of energy, and thank you for your comments there. And so being aware of your thoughts, and we have a closing thought for today. In the natural events of the universe, when you sow a wheat seed, you will not reap potatoes. You will reap only wheat. Your mind is no different. When you sow only bad thoughts, it's impossible to reap good results. Be careful what you think. So let's talk a little more, and let me look back and see if we have any more questions or comments that's coming on about stress and the holidays. Looks like that's all for now there. Y'all are going to just let me do the chatting today. Listen to positive music. Like, I like Taylor Swift. She's very uplifting. She doesn't cry in her beer. She sets boundaries. I just love that song. We are never, ever, ever getting back together again. She learned that that wasn't a profitable relationship and that they fought more than they were in harmony. And then when he would break it off and she'd let him back in, it would do it again. And she realized, this is not happening. We are never, ever, ever, ever getting back together again. And sometimes you have to tell that to people. She really loves and honors herself and knows what's good for her, and she's not going to settle for anything less. Respecting yourself and teaching other people to respect you is one of the most beautiful gifts you can give a person. You know, in the comment there, when one teaches one, the whole world learns. The same concept, when you set an example, particularly to your children, of how to stay happy in the holidays, you're teaching them when they grow up to carry that same principle. And isn't what we really want for our families and our children is the happiness, the joy, the giving, the loving, the caring? Who cares if it's a perfectly wrapped package? Who cares if it's a gift of all? You can give the gift of love. I got the most beautiful gift from my children the other day. My daughter Ashley and her friend who I've adopted. So I have a lot of daughters my friend's age. They all adopt me and I adopt them. I had a Christmas party for my staff here with fed 15 people. And by the end of the day, I was exhausted that night. And guess who stayed and cleaned the kitchen, cleared the dishes, put the food away, wiped down the stove, cleaned the microwave, wiped down all the cabinets. These two girls were just whizzes. The children were outside playing. And I said, we're going to help you clean out. They vacuumed, they dusted, they swept the floors. And I was just amazed. And believe me, it would have taken all day the next day for me to get everything straight and put away. And they just got in there and did it in about an hour, the two of them working together as a team. And that was the best Christmas present I could have gotten. I don't think they could give me anything I would love any more than being with them, watching them so accomplished and just take action and doing things. In fact, I told them if they needed extra money for the holidays, they need to make some flyers out that call themselves elf helpers and we'll help clean up after your party. We'll come by and do the dishes. They hand wash dishes. They just did it all. Didn't complain, jumped in and did it and had music playing. and I got to sit down and relax and get off my feet. So, you know, there's so many blessings out there and so much good in the world. And it's there for us. And I hope when you get stressed out, catch yourself before you scream at your children. I mean, when you have a lot on your mind and you're trying to hold it in your mind and trying to do the shopping and talk on the phone and write the Christmas cards and do all these things, it's easy to get short and out of patience with children who ask questions and nag and come. And that's what children do. We have them. We know that. Why expect anything other than that from them? It's what children do. And normally the same question wouldn't bother you, but you get sharp and you snap at them and they get their feelings hurt. And, you know, some of them might even get an attitude of, who cares about Christmas? All I get is threats. If you're not good, Santa Claus won't come see you, you know, and this inclination that I'm not good. So let's not use the Christmas holidays to bribe or the holidays, whatever holiday you express or feel, to bribe or threaten our children. And keep it a pleasant, happy family deal. And when the children can work with you to make creative gifts, to wrap packages, it may slow it down a little bit, but they're taking a part. They're learning how to do it. Let them get in there and play in some cookie dough. It doesn't take but a minute to wipe it up. They're getting to sprinkle the sugar on the Christmas cookies or do the cutouts, whatever. They're part of the creating and the giving of the gifts, and that makes them feel so much a part of the team, and it gives them a purpose in life. And having a purpose makes everything. I think people who are greatly depressed have lost track of their purpose, a greater, higher purpose, and finding the joy in that purpose. And so we have some guidelines for you today, the worksheet that I've gone over with you with all the quotes, how to have a complete free world, practice asking for help. And this is going to be available. Cheryl will send out a notice to everyone, and it's available. You can listen to the recording again, and you can go through these exercises. I encourage you to read these every day. Keep them beside your bed in the morning when you get up. Remind yourself that your intention is to be aware of your thinking and to catch those negative thoughts and think and turn them around. And also remind yourself that you can ask for help and not to complain. If you just gave up complaining for the holidays, you would be so free, have so much fun, and people would want to be around you because they really don't want to hear about your plumbing problem or what went wrong in your day or what you didn't get accomplished or that you had a flat tire or that you had to get new tires. You know, we all have problems, so just be as responsible as you can and share your joys and your blessings, not your problems. That's what people want to hear. When they say, how are you doing? They don't really want to open the book of woe is me. They want to hear the book of life is beautiful and I am full of love and joy and giving and happiness. So which type of person do you want to be, and which type of person would you like to be around? It's sounds horrible. It sounds challenging that we have to remind ourselves to be this way. But give yourself, you know, don't beat yourself up over mistakes and little things that happen. It's all small stuff in the long run of things. So life is temporary. We find during the holidays there are accidents and people are taken away, and that's always so sad that during the holidays it's a time that you remember a tragedy, and when that person isn't there the next year, it's very heartbreaking. So be sure and in your conversations with people you love by giving them a hug and reminding them that you love them, particularly your children and your family members. Take a moment to call some old friends. It'll give you a lift and make you feel good. 'Tis the season to be jolly. And I wish each and every one of you a holly jolly time. We have just a little bit more time. I'm going to check and see if any more questions have come in. And I'm also going to ask if there's anybody on the phone who would like to ask a question or make a comment. If you will press star 2 on your phone, it will open the lines, and be glad to answer any questions or hear about something good that's going on in your life. How about that? Next Thursday, the 20th, we will have the clay seminar at the same time. And I think I said last time it would be the 27th, but it is going to be the 20th, which is before Christmas. If you can't make it, all the recordings are archived and the outlines are posted on the website. And the regular ones are the ones where we just talk about clay and ask questions. You bring your questions, and I'll try to provide the answers to the best of my ability. I'm really enjoying doing this one on the Live Well seminar, because I do believe our stress plays a big role in our health. And it's one thing that we do have control over. Worrying is a habit, a bad habit. And you can change your habit. It may take a little time. It's going to take consciousness and desire. And if you have the attitude, I can change it quickly, you will. How many times have you heard about certain athletes that had a knee injury, and generally it takes them a year to get back? And they're really diligent about their training and their physical therapy, and they get back in record time. And they're playing healthy again. When the standard time is at least a year that you're benched or out of the game. So anything is possible. And the right attitude and gratitude. Attitude and gratitude beget one another. So have the attitude of gratitude in all things you do. I'm wishing each of you a wonderful holiday season, whatever your faith is. Spread the love, share the good tidings, look for the good in yourself and others, and have a holly jolly happy ending to this year. And it won't be long until we start a new year, and that's going to be exciting too, because I think the world's supposed to come to an end on the 21st, according to some beliefs. Way back a long time ago. But as we all know, life changes, right? Things change. So over the years, we've come a long way from when the Mayan calendar was first written. So I look forward to seeing those of you who can join me for the clay seminar on December the 20th. Travel safe. Be happy. And love yourself and your children and your families. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope this has brought some little piece of joy to you and will help you get through the holidays with a stress-free time. Thank you for listening. And this is Perrier signing out.